Next item on the agenda pertaining to black sea bass, 2008 commercial fishery measures. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. This is a public hearing for sea bass to set the quotas and to address the transfer provision. The coastwide quota for sea bass this year is 4.2 million pounds. That is a reduction from last year. After the research set aside, Virginia's 20% portion is just over 405,000 pounds. That is divided in our fishery between the directed, the bycatch, and the hardship fisheries. Additionally, staff has received a request from industry to adjust the minimum transfer requirement. Last year, the bycatch quota was adjusted from a percentage of the overall Virginia quota to a cap of 40,000 pounds. And the hardship quota was dropped from 17,000 pounds to a cap of 10,000 pounds. And this was done to alleviate some of the reductions that happened last year to the directed fishery. The additional quota gained by all of this was distributed to the directed fishery based on a three-year average of harvest. Last year, according to our call-in data, only 38% of our directed quota was harvested last year. For 2008, staff proposes to keep the bycatch quota at 40,000 pounds at that cap and to keep the hardship quota at 10,000 pounds and to distribute the remaining directed quota equally among shareholders. For the transfer provision, Regulation 950, which is page 5 in your draft regulation, restricts the quantity of transfers to the lowest quantity held as of January 1st of the current year by any person permitted for the directed fishery. There's a concern from industry that a low shareholder could harvest a very small amount and then be unable to transfer that quota for the rest of the year, and that amount of quota is then lost to the fishery. Staff proposes rewording the regulation to restrict the transfers to 200 pounds. Several directed permit holders have called staff about the commercial quota, particularly how the bycatch quota was given out or is proposed to be given out. We did receive a fax this morning pertaining to both issues, but other than that, we've received no other written public comment.
Thank you. Staff recommends reducing to 200 pounds.
Oh, yeah, I'm getting that.
That's okay.
many of our permit holders have called in requesting for their quota for 2008 because where it is getting later in the year, they're starting to fish and they need to know it as soon as possible. Staff recommends amending the regulation for 2008 for the bycatch quota to be set at 40,000 pounds, the hardship quota at 10,000 pounds, and the directed quota at 355,152 pounds to be distributed equally among permit holders based on their shares. Staff also recommends limiting transfers to any quantity over 200 pounds, which is the same as it is for the striped bass fishery.
Thank you. This is a public hearing. Anyone wishing to be heard on this matter? Yes, sir.
Yes, hello. My name is Mark Hodges. I'm a sea bass trap fisherman here in Virginia, doing a pretty good while. And we didn't have an industry meeting on it. I'm not really sure why, but in disfavor or disagreement with the bycatch remaining the same, it looks like I'm probably going to proceed with this quota reduction somewhere from 16 to 20% reduction in the quota of each of the people who share in the percentage quota. And I was a little surprised that the 40% for the bycatch, which I think from what has been caught in it, I don't think they've caught half of it, I believe, in the about 3 years ago.
In 2005, they caught 41,000 pounds. This year, they've only caught 4,000 pounds. But in 2005, they did get all the way up to the 41,000 pounds. Every other year, it's kind of been variable between the two. I think we've had around 20 for the other 2 years.
Yeah, with this reduced quota, we're almost at a emergency situation with the amount of quota that Virginia has. And I would just like to object to. Was the emergency set aside? I'd like to see that reduced also. It's to me and a lot of the participants just feel that it's pretty much waste of quota. And I'd like to see, like Mr. Dawson said in his letter, I'd like to see the bycatch reduced to 20,000 if possible. Just, you know, it can be reduced. I mean, it can be raised back up in years if we have better trawl surveys and get the quota back where, you know, hopefully where it was a few years ago, then we can readdress those issues. But we're just looking at this year, and that's my feeling. Thank you.
Thank you.
One question, Mr. Hodges. The you have a directed quota. Are you able to fully utilize that now? Were you able to fully utilize your directed quota?
No, the last 2 years I have not been able to. The one person they mentioned about 85%, that was probably me last year. Didn't catch, you know, my quota the past 2 years. Luckily, sea bass is kind of like the crabs. They, you know, they grow fast and regenerate fast. And one reason to argue about it is the many small fish that we've seen this this fall, looking like we may have a turnaround coming. The amount of quota I get now, it's far less than half of what I used to catch. I'm having to work twice as hard now to catch over half of what I used to catch, but that's because of resource. But to answer your question, no, I have not in the past couple of years. I've had to work harder than years in the past when I caught a lot more, but that's just because of resource. Thank you.
Further questions? Thank you, Mr. Hodges.
Sure.
Anyone else? Matters before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm sympathetic to Mr. Hyde's concern, but it seems to me that the industry is not able to utilize this quota right now, that staff's allocation may not have that significant impact on actual allocations, or it may affect allocations slightly, but if those allocations aren't able to be utilized, I guess it's hard to see where we need to depart from staff's recommendation. I would offer that we accept staff's recommendation.
Second, Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you, Mr. Hodges. Next item on the agenda is the oyster restoration approval 2008 restoration program.
Good afternoon. This is the normal replenishment plan that we give to you every year about this time, where we